You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A truck driving the wrong way on I-15 in Salt Lake City hit into a military transport bus.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live on the scene and brings us the very latest. Adam?
Well, Amanda, I can see debris strewn all across the southbound side of the freeway. UHP is just, Utah Highway Patrol, just letting a couple cars through at a time. It's a complete mess on the southbound side. We know now that this is not a school bus, as we've said before, that this is a military transport bus. Utah Highway Patrol telling us earlier that we're somewhere between 20 to 25 personnel on board. The driver of that bus in serious condition. They're trying to help him. And we've just received word that this is apparently, police say, caused by a wrong-way driver on this side of the freeway. We have just received word that the driver of that wrong-way truck is now dead, has passed away from this accident. Again, this is a complete mess. You're going to have to find a way around it. I'm going to try to get a little bit closer. The Highway Patrol now giving me some direction of where I can get a better look at the rest of this. We'll keep you updated from here on out for now. Just avoid the area. Live on I-15, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Adam, thank you. Let's continue our team coverage here and head back to the KSL Traffic Center with Heather Kelly. Heather, you said they're letting a few people through, but it's only for those that may be stuck between the accident spot and 600 North.
Yeah, everyone is forced to exit southbound I-15 at 600 North, but the accident happened closer to the I-80 West turnoff, so there were several hundred vehicles that got stuck in between those two areas, so UHP is letting them go through now. Unfortunately, Davis County drivers are running out of other roadways they can take that are not congested. You've got delays as you transition from I-15 on to Legacy Parkway up in Farmington. And then if you stay on Legacy, it's very congested from Woods Cross all the way onto I-215's West Belt, all the way down to I-80. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Park City School District has signed a 13-page agreement with the Department of Education to address a string of harassment claims and a promise to make changes. We get the brand new details this morning from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
This coming after the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights says they've received 7 harassment complaints against the district in a 5-month span of 2023. KSL5 reports a total of 180 reported student-on-student harassments involving race, anti-Semitism, or sex, and in some cases, the district did not handle them sufficiently. The agreement signed by the school district includes implementation of policies to track reports and responses, training for employees, students, and parents, and development of a standard form for reporting harassment. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utahns are supporting anti-discrimination policies more than ever before. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the details.
Nationally, data from the Public Religion Research Institute shows public support for LGBTQ issues are slightly dipping, but not so in Utah. In 2023, a staggering 86% of Utahns said they support LGBTQ non-discrimination protections in housing, employment, and public accommodations. That's up from 81% the year before. Of all the red states in America, Utah is by far the most supportive. The report also shows that support among Latter-day Saints nationwide rose to a record high of 78%. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Idaho police have identified the man who helped a prison inmate escape by shooting at officers. ABC's Alex Stone has the update for us this morning.
Boise police say they have now identified the man who ambushed Department of Corrections officers and helped break free prison inmate Skylar Mead. Both men are on the run. Their whereabouts are unknown. They're considered armed and dangerous. The other man now ID'd as Nicholas Umfenauer. There is a warrant out for his arrest. The two were in a 2020 gray Honda Civic. The officers who were shot and the prisoner escape are all recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Over 300 miles of Jeep trails will stay closed at Labyrinth Canyon near Moab. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with the details. Peter?
Tim, a federal judge has ruled against off-road advocacy groups who push for an injunction to keep 317 closed miles of trail open while a lawsuit moves through the courts. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that those trails will stay closed during the ongoing litigation. Now, we reported previously that the Bureau of Land Management announced the gates were coming down over those trails last September, but it still left two-thirds of the trails, or 812 miles, open to off-roaders. Environmental groups like the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance called it a balanced decision back in September, while state leaders accused the BLM of federal overreach, and motorists say it's a setback for their freedom to recreate. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now. It's emergency traffic, Heather.
Yes, and this is due to southbound I-15 completely shut down at 600 North in Salt Lake City. Traffic is now backed up all the way to Center Street in North Salt Lake. Your alternates are getting overly congested. It's almost a stop-and-go traffic on Legacy Parkway from Farmington all the way to I-215's West Belt and on I-215 from Legacy to the I-80 West turnoff. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The investigation resumes this morning in American Fork to find out why a house exploded. Fire and Rescue Chief Brandon Brochard says he's amazed by the damage.
As you can imagine, there was a lot of debris to dig through for firefighters. I honestly do not know how anyone survived what we are seeing here.
One woman did crawl out of the debris while another passed away. Dominion Energy's workers were at the duplex doing maintenance work the day before, and they say they are fully cooperating now in the investigation.
The interpreter for LA Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani has been fired. Ipe Mitsuhara is accused of stealing more than $4 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts was asked about the interpreter being fired.
Anything with that, the meeting, can't comment. Sorry.
Investigators say the interpreter was placing wagers with an illegal sports book in California.
A new exhibit in the New Orleans World War II Museum will allow patrons to speak to veterans long after they've died. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, how it works is guests will face a screen with a video of the veteran and ask questions via a mic, like any other interview. But here's the cool thing. Each veteran was asked as many as 1,000 questions about their experience before the exhibit went up. AI helps match the questions to the best response. Veteran Theodore Britton Jr. tells the Associated Press this will be an amazing tool to preserve the voices of those who fought during this time.
There are fewer and fewer World War II veterans and a lot of people who will never see one.
Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.